综合模拟演练四，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Shall I lock the language lab now? I want to go home.
Don't bother. I'll check it myself later.
Text 2.
Terry enjoyed his 3-week drive through South America.
Yes.He said he saw much more than he would have traveling by bus or train. Text 3.
Could you please tell me what room Mr. Smith is in?
Yes, he's in the intensive care unit on the 4th floor.I suggest that you check with the nurse there. Text 4.
How many students tried out for the basketball team this year?
About 40, but only half of them have real talent for the sport.
Oh, what a pity.
Text 5. Do you go there every day?
No, just 2 or 3 days a week.
What machines do you use?
I usually start on the bicycle machine. Then I use the running machine for about half an hour. Then I lift weights.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
Oh, come in, please.
I just dropped in to return these books. Are you getting dinner ready?Something smells so good.
Oh, I'm just preparing some noodles.
I thought your wife did the cooking.
She usually does, but she said she would come home late today.
So you're the cook. What are you having with the noodles?
Some cabbage and tomatoes. Why don't you stay and have dinner with us?
Thank you, but not today.I have to hurry to the kindergarten to get my kid home.
Oh, come in, please.
I just dropped in to return these books. Are you getting dinner ready? Something smells so good.
Oh, I'm just preparing some noodles.
I thought your wife did the cooking.
She usually does, but she said she would come home late today.
So you're the cook. What are you having with the noodles?
Some cabbage and tomatoes. Why don't you stay and have dinner with us?
Thank you, but not today. I have to hurry to the kindergarten to get my kid home.
Here we are. This is it. I know it's smaller than you wanted, but it's one of the nicest flats in the building.
Does it have 3 bedrooms?
No, there are 2. The master room is quite large, though. Maybe you could let the children share the larger room, and you and your husband could use the smaller one.
I suppose I could do that. A 3-bedroom flat will be difficult to find. I've been looking for one over a week. The few 3-bedroom flats that I have found are all extremely expensive. You said that the rent would be $600 a month?
Yes, it includes gas. So, as you can imagine, electricity and water are quite inexpensive.
This sounds better. But before I sign an agreement, I would like my husband to see it.
Here we are. This is it. I know it's smaller than you wanted, but it's one of the nicest flats in the building.
Does it have 3 bedrooms?
No, there are 2. The master room is quite large, though. Maybe you could let the children share the larger room, and you and your husband could use the smaller one.
I suppose I could do that. A 3-bedroom flat will be difficult to find. I've been looking for one over a week. The few 3-bedroom flats that I have found are all extremely expensive. You said that the rent would be $600 a month?
Yes, it includes gas, so as you can imagine, electricity and water are quite inexpensive.
This sounds better. But before I sign an agreement, I would like my husband to see it.
Hello, police station?
Hello, is that the police? Thank goodness. I'm sure there's someone outside in the garden trying to get into my house. I can hear a sound like a key in the lock in the rear door.
Would you please give me your name and address, madam?
Daisy Williams, 16 Park Avenue, Alford. It's on the left-hand side, the first right turn of London Road as you leave the village.
Right. Please go on.
I live alone, you see, and the neighbors are away on holiday, and I can hear the noise. What shall I do? I'm afraid to open the door because there isn't a chain on it, and you can't see it from the street.
No, you'd better not take any chances. I'll send a car around straight away. Can I have your telephone number, madam?
Yes. 612-4613.
All right. Can you lock the door to the room you're speaking from?
Yes, I've already done that.
Good. You'd better stay next to the phone until the police car arrives. The car will be there in less than 10 minutes. Hello, police station?
Hello, is that the police? Thank goodness. I'm sure there's someone outside in the garden trying to get into my house. I can hear a sound like a key in the lock in the rear door.
Would you please give me your name and address, madam?
Daisy Williams, 16 Park Avenue, Alford. It's on the left-hand side, the first right turn of London Road as you leave the village.
Right. Please go on.
I live alone, you see, and the neighbors are away on holiday, and I can hear the noise. What shall I do? I'm afraid to open the door because there isn't a chain on it, and you can't see it from the street.
No, you'd better not take any chances. I'll send a car around straight away. Can I have your telephone number, madam?
Yes, 612-4613.
All right. Can you lock the door to the room you're speaking from?
Yes, I've already done that.
Good. You'd better stay next to the phone until the police car arrives. The car will be there in less than 10 minutes. Let's see now. Which train do I need to get on?
Excuse me, do you need any help?
Yes, I want to go to Tokyo Tower, but I'm really lost. This is my first visit to Japan, so I have no idea on how to ride the trains.
First, you need to buy a ticket to where you want to go. From here, it's 130 yen.
130 yen, okay.
Then get on the train line at platform number 4.
Number 4, all right. Oh, and how often do the trains come around this time of day?
Usually they come about every 6 minutes or so.
All right, and where do I get off the train?
Get off 3 stops from here. The sign at the station is written in English, so you'll be able to read it.
3 stops, get off. Thanks for your help.
No problem. Good luck.
Let's see now. Which train do I need to get on?
Excuse me, do you need any help?
Yes, I want to go to Tokyo Tower, but I'm really lost. This is my first visit to Japan, so I have no idea on how to ride the trains.
First, you need to buy a ticket to where you want to go. From here, it's 130 yen.
130 yen, okay.
Then get on the train line at platform number 4.
Number 4, all right. Oh, and how often do the trains come around this time of day?
Usually, they come about every 6 minutes or so.
All right, and where do I get off the train?
Get off 3 stops from here. The sign at the station is written in English, so you'll be able to read it.
3 stops, get off. Thanks for your help.
No problem. Good luck.
It is difficult for doctors to help a person with a damaged brain. Without enough blood, the brain only lives 3 to 5 minutes. Dr. Robert J. Smith, a famous professor and doctor, thinks he knows a way to help. He thinks that doctors should try to make the brain very cold. If it is very cold, the brain can live without blood for 30 minutes. This gives the doctor a longer time to do something for the brain. Dr. Smith tried his idea on 13 monkeys. First, he taught them to do different jobs. Then, he operated on them. He made the monkey's blood go through a machine. The machine cooled the blood. Then the machine sent the blood back to the monkey's brain. When the brain temperature was 50 degrees Fahrenheit, Dr. Smith stopped the blood to the brain. After 30 minutes, he turned the blood back on. He warmed the blood again. After their operations, the monkeys were just the same as they were before. They were healthy and busy. Each one could do the jobs the doctor had taught them.
It is difficult for doctors to help a person with a damaged brain. Without enough blood, the brain only lives 3 to 5 minutes. Dr. Robert J. Smith, a famous professor and doctor, thinks he knows a way to help. He thinks that doctors should try to make the brain very cold. If it is very cold, the brain can live without blood for 30 minutes. This gives the doctor a longer time to do something for the brain. Dr. Smith tried his idea on 13 monkeys. First, he taught them to do different jobs. Then he operated on them. He made the monkey's blood go through a machine. The machine cooled the blood. Then the machine sent the blood back to the monkey's brain. When the brain temperature was 50 degrees Fahrenheit, Dr. Smith stopped the blood to the brain. After 30 minutes, he turned the blood back on. He warmed the blood again. After their operations, the monkeys were just the same as they were before. They were healthy and busy. Each one could do the jobs the doctor had taught them.